Academic Aesthetic Podcast for Tuesday, October 25th, 2005. I'm your host, Aaron Art Guy Smith. Oh, it's just been way too long since my last podcast. So I'm recording this in the car. It's raining, it's wet, the roads are slippery. So if you hear a loud screech and a crash and someone finds my cold, lifeless body alongside the road, tell my wife I love her. But now I'm going 30 miles per hour right now because traffic's backed up anyway, so I don't think an accident's really going to happen. Okay, on with the contents for today's podcast. First up, what does my nickname have to do with podvangelism? Now, podvangelism is a term that came out last year about telling people about how cool podcasts are and getting them interested in them. Well, my nickname, as you may remember, is Art Guy. Now, among a bunch of art teachers or in an art community, me calling myself the Art Guy would kind of sound pretentious. You know, I am well aware that I don't know everything about art. I don't even pretend to know everything about art. I know more than a lot of people, but I know less than a lot of people, too. However, I'm not the one that came up with the nickname. It was a student that came up with the nickname. I teach art in 4 different buildings. I've got well over 2,000 kids that I teach. And to them, I am the art guy. I'm the art teacher, the person that comes in and teaches them art lessons. To them, I am an expert. And when I go into a classroom, if I go in and say, well, I don't know about this, and I don't know about that, and there's probably some cool stuff out there, but I don't know about it, they're not going to hold as much interest in the lesson as if I go in and say, hey, here's some really cool ideas. You can do this, and this, and this, and this, and this. And I'm not saying that I ignore the fact that I'm ignorant in certain areas. If a kid asks me a question and I don't know, my answer is, I don't know. Here's how we might be able to find out, but right now, I have no idea. But if you spend your whole time saying, well, I don't know how to do this, well, then you're not really being a teacher. So, if you think podcasts are really cool, and you want to tell other teachers about it, it doesn't matter if you don't know everything about it. You might not know how to set up your own podcast and put it online. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. You might not know how to subscribe to a podcast outside of iTunes. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. But if you're listening to this right now, you know at least something about podcasting. And you can share what you know with somebody else. You can be the podcast person for your school, which would be kind of cool. Next up, my art club is taking a turn for the better. It was already good, and now it's getting better. My 5th and 6th graders, last week, started work on some movies. And last week, they just started working on character development, which character's going to be in it, what the genre of the movie is going to be, and things like that. If they finish that, then they sort of started working on their script, but I'm saving script development really for this week's meeting. And we're going to end up recording these. We're going to end up probably putting these online for other people to see. There are permission slips for the art club so that when those are all signed, legally, we'll be in the clear. I'm not going to have to worry about parents objecting to it because when they sign the form, they're signing a form that says, chances are your kid's picture is going to be on the internet. That's part of the project here. And if a kid doesn't have that form signed, I've got 2 or 3 that haven't gotten them signed yet for the 5th and 6th grade art club, well, then they're not allowed in front of the camera because I'm not going to put myself in a situation where a parent comes in and says, excuse me, you put my kid's face all over the internet and I never gave permission for it. So it's nice to keep myself covered that way. I'm really looking forward to setting that up. That's going to be really cool. And the last thing, I've been thinking of making a few movies myself. Now, I have what I would consider to be a great face for radio. I don't really think putting myself in front of the camera on a regular basis is a particularly good idea. However, I do have some ideas for some little movie files that I can make myself, little mini lessons. I'm not talking about going through the entire lesson and showing kids working on it for an hour and 15 minutes, which is how long a standard art lesson is for when I'm teaching. But I could spend maybe 5, 10, 15 minutes going over the instruction portion as I record the steps and upload that. And a teacher could take that, or even a parent could take that, and learn how to do the lesson, and then they could teach a more involved version of that to their students or their kids in some way, shape, or form. I've got a few ideas for that already, but if you have any good ideas that you want to share with me about doing something like that, by all means, please share it with me. I have no idea exactly what type of compression or whatever I need to do to get it to fit on a video iPod. I'm not sure if that's a major interest for me. But I do have iMovie, and I do have more than one camera that can record video, so I'm probably going to do something. Well, that's about it for this version of the Academic Aesthetic Podcast. If you want to get a hold of me, there's more than one way to do so. You could email me at theartguy@gmail.com. You could go to my website, www.academicaesthetics.com, and you could leave a comment in the show notes. You can look through a lot of the texts that I've written. I may not have been podcasting, but I have been writing things down as well. You can check that out. And I love to hear comments. Even if they're constructive criticism that's not positive criticism, that's okay, because it helps me improve. I've already gotten some, although albeit it was early on when I started podcasting, that I think helped me improve the quality of my podcast. So, that being said, on this rainy Tuesday afternoon, I hope to podcast again soon. Stay subscribed and fare thee well.